All right, hour number three is upon us. I'm your host, Andy Pate, with me as well, Charlie Grimes, our engineer, and our question of the day answer. A study found that the smell of oranges makes you want to spend more money. The smell of oranges. Had no idea.
I can see that.
Why? Why does it make you want to spend more money?
Well, I don't know, but I like the smell.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. All right, Laura Reese joining us now from Heritage. Laura, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this fine Friday. Talk about your new immigration policy tracker.
Well, so back in June, a couple of colleagues and I had written a lengthy report on most of the immigration changes that the Trump administration made at that point. And we now clearly see, although we knew it then, that he really brought security to the border. And so we took 22 of those policies and compared them to what Joe Biden has done just in the past 2 months, and then give it a color code of whether Biden has either fully repealed it, being red, an orange, kind of semi-repealed it, yellow, it's under consideration, or gray, no change. And of the 22, 13 are already in the red. So he has really dismantled the border security that President Trump had built, and very quickly.
And by the way, for everybody listening, did all of that with no other congressional approval whatsoever. He just did it with a pen.
That's right.
Correct?
Yep, that's right.
Laura, do you think that a lot of the reason that he did it with the pen and not going through Congress is because he didn't want his fellow Democrats to have to put their names to it?
No, I think it's just a faster mechanism to make changes through executive orders. I mean, just like President Obama said, I just need a pen and a phone. But meanwhile, President Biden also sent to Congress an outline for a massive amnesty bill, which was introduced last month. It's over 350 pages. And then just yesterday, the House passed two smaller amnesty bills, giving amnesty to anyone who came here before turning age 19 illegally, anyone who's been given temporary protected status, or some farm workers, and then there's a separate farm worker bill as well that they passed.
And he sent a message out earlier this week, Laura, that basically said, you know, this is how I interpreted it, by the way. Stop coming for now until we get a few things figured out. In other words, he didn't say don't come. He just said stop coming for now because we've got a few things we need to get worked out. In other words, there's so many people at the border right now, we can't handle all of them, so stop coming.
Yeah, the messaging has been terrible, and it has been that way since day one. It's chaotic, it's naive, and unfortunately we're seeing the results from it. The coyotes, the smugglers, the traffickers, and the would-be migrants, they look at perception. They ask, you know, are people getting in? Are they getting to stay? Are they being released? And the answer to all of that is yes, and so they come. And so
sure,
it doesn't matter if Secretary Mayorkas or the president says, well, come later, please.
Right.
They're just not going to obey that.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, that we're not seeing a lot in the press for obvious reasons, Laura, is, you know, the crisis of the border that we're seeing is literally those people that are coming through the border. They're then, you know, being, you know, held, of course, because they're not coming through, you know, they're not legal to come through is what I should say. What we're not learning, or what we're not seeing any news reports on, are all those that are coming across with coyotes illegally. And we have no idea what that number is, do we?
Well, the Border Patrol is reporting their encounters of illegal aliens. And in February, it was over 100,000. So the incline month to month has been very steep and rapid, and I suspect it will be even higher for March.
Is that why Joe Biden basically made all of those folks become silenced here this week? In other words, they can't talk anymore about what's going on? He basically, you know, basically telling them to shut their mouth?
Yeah, he's imposed a media blackout because this has become a PR headache for them. And it's not an enforcement concern for them. It's a logistics concern. How can they get people in faster and more smoothly and get the media and the naysayers off their back?
Laura, why would a world leader basically tell the world, my country is wide open for invasion? I mean, how many world leaders have ever done that? This is incredible. Why would he do that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a great question. Border security is national security, and we are telling the world this border is open. Anyone can come in, and anyone is coming in. I mean, it's not just Mexicans and Central Americans.
Right.
No.
One border mayor reported immigrants from 49 countries have come through his county,
wow,
including known as suspected terrorists.
Yeah, and I guess question I have, and I've not studied this, so you fill us in if you can. Is this happening north border too, or only the south border?
Well, the southern border is always the one that gets the attention. The northern border, it's got its own issues. It is much more open in terms of, you know, some of the ports there are really tiny infrastructure. And you sometimes see pictures where at night they'll put a cone out and a sign.
Right.
So it's open in a different sense. But also, DHS has been pulling agents from the northern border down to the southern border
okay.
to help out.
I didn't know that.
And
okay.
so that leaves the northern border even more vulnerable. And then today we've learned that they're going to start flying some of these illegal immigrants to the north, to northern states, just to, you know, not overwhelm, I guess, Texas and you know, the southern states. They're going to spread this around a little bit. So
yeah.
It's very important.
Hmm. Yeah, Laura,
it's
what about that?
Oh,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I just want to ask, what about that? What are some of the cities where they are basically dumping this mass of bodies in the north?
I did see one report of Wisconsin, and I did see New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik put out a statement opposing this. So I don't know if there are concrete plans to fly migrants to New York. I don't know more of the specifics, but it is a new tactic, and we'll have to see how this plays out. But what's important is that mayors and local leaders are paying attention to this, because I don't think DHS is going to make big, bold announcements of, you know, a plane coming to you.
Right.
Laura, beyond the fact that this is illegal, of course, what about the impact on hiring, on jobs throughout our country? We're coming out of a pandemic. I mean, doesn't this really hurt hiring for normal Americans, legal Americans?
Well, yeah, if you're trying to get Americans back to work, and that should be the priority, why would you introduce so tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who are mostly coming here to work and then to send money back home? So, yes, the timing, illegal immigration is always bad, but, you know, the timing is terrible, as we're still dealing with a pandemic and still dealing with government mandated shutdowns and schools being shut down. Yet this administration keeps putting illegal immigrants above Americans,
right,
and the priorities are completely backwards.
Laura, do you have any idea how much money basically per year is just sent out of our country by immigrants, both legal and non?
It's billions of dollars. I know for Mexico alone, it's billions of dollars, and it rivals the Mexican oil industry. It's that large.
Yeah, I was aware of that as well, Laura. I don't know exactly the number. I should have looked that up. But to your point, it is many billions of dollars. And in fact, there's an article here just from a year ago where they're sending record numbers home, and that was a year ago. I can't imagine what it's like now.
Yeah, these countries benefit three different ways with this illegal immigration. And I'm talking about, you know, Mexico, Central American countries, in that we give them foreign aid, and for decades and across administrations without any requirements in return. Then we take their illegal immigrants, and so that's an escape valve or a release valve for those countries. They don't have to employ them, and then they get their remittances.
Yep.
It's a fantastic deal for them.
Yep.
But it wasn't until President Trump came along that he said, look, we've got a lot of leverage here. We're going to use it. If you want foreign aid, you've got to cooperate. And they did.
And by the way, I did look up the number. It's close to $40 billion, Andy. So there's your number that goes back to Mexico from workers here.
Well, that's horrifying. Hey, Laura, you said that it did work with what Trump was doing, asking for them, saying, hey, if you want the aid, you're going to have to help us with the numbers coming in. Have all those agreements simply been thrown out by Biden?
Yes. On his first day or first week, he tabled them. And then a couple weeks later, the State Department said, no, we're repealing them and we're not going to honor them. And it's really a shame. I mean, to return to the posture of just giving them foreign aid with no accountability is ridiculous.
That's right. Agreed.
And so the Biden administration wants to give them $4 billion over 4 years, 50% of that with, unconditionally, and the other 50% with nothing that's going to stop the corruption. It's more social justice and other ridiculous programs that will just be wasted.
Laura Reese, I appreciate you joining us today, heritage.org. And by the way, all of you listening, you can find that tracker there. It's really easy. In fact, probably best way is, Laura, would the best way be just to type in immigration? They could find it that way?
Yeah, it's heritage.org and then data/visualization.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you're right. Data-visualizations. Perfect. Laura, thanks for joining us. It's always a joy having you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. We appreciate it. Bruce Simmons is up next, our reverse mortgage specialist. And we say this all the time. If you're 62 years of age or older, you're sitting on a pile of equity, and you'd like to do something with that cash, and take a vacation, do some stuff to fix up the house, just live on if need be, you can do that. American Liberty Mortgage, that's Bruce Simmons. Call him today, 303-467-7821, or again, find him at klzradio.com.
Welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush, Andy Pate. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one of the big problems with all this, with our education system in regards to immigration, young people and a lot of citizens today have no valuing of legal citizens. They don't understand how valuable legal citizens are. They look at it as just, oh, it's all just people. Just people. Okay, you just said $40 billion a year being sent right out of our country.
Right.
That's money that's gone, folks. It's made here, and then it's gone. Now, here is, you want real value? Look around you right now. You look at all these people driving next to you in the cars, all the legal citizens. I got news for you. Whether rich, poor, or in the middle, if they live here and they are legal citizens, probably about 99% of the money they make stays here. They pay it in taxes, they buy homes, they buy stuff, they invest here, they do things here, they go skiing here. Almost all the money they make on average stays right here in America, employing you.
Yeah, and I would say that unless you're somebody that has immigrated here legally and then sending some of that money home, 100% stays here. Most people, I mean, I'm not. I've never sent any money out of the country.
No.
There's no reason to.
I mean, you may
live here.
You've traveled abroad every now and then, but look at that versus your total income and what you spend here, what you spend on real estate, what you spend on your business, what you spend on dinner, what you spend on clothes, everything. You spend unbelievable sums of money right here in America, even if it's on something foreign. You know, maybe your shirt was made in China or your car was made in Japan. Even then, it's being marketed here by companies here that make money here. And I think that people today, especially young people who look at, well, it's all just people, they're not looking at how valuable these legal citizens are around them.
They don't value the country they live in. Therein lies the problem.
First of all, they don't value this country at all.
Right.
But secondly, they also don't value their fellow citizens. They don't understand. These people are making money here and spending it here.
I agree. Joe, you're up, sir.
Guys, I got to take issue with about your money staying here. Have you bought a flat-screen TV in the last 5 years? Have you bought an iPhone? Have you shopped at Walmart?
Planning on it.
Your money's going overseas.
I know,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, but not all of it is. I mean, it's not a direct, you know, what Andy's saying, Joe, is it's a direct payment back. We're not a nickel. You know, at least here, if you buy a big-screen TV, somebody at the store that you bought that from was a beneficiary of the money you spent buying that TV. When that money goes back home to Mexico by way of a wire transfer or through the through a Wells Fargo transfer, 100% of it goes. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, you're just talking commerce, international commerce, and the fact that the TV was made there. Best Buy is still getting a big cut of what I'm spending, and that product just happens to be made overseas. But that's not the same as sending a check.
Well, I just had to keep John honest because he said when you're a citizen, every dollar stays here. And no, every dollar, so maybe 20-30% of the dollar, if you buy flat screen, $600 flat screens, maybe 200 stays here. The other 400 is going to Japan or China. It's not the 100% that I go to Walmart, I go to the grocery store, I see them lined up, doing money orders.
Yeah. I can't think of Western Union. Sorry. A lot of it goes back with Western Union.
Yeah. Or Achievement Work Community, they do a Walmart to Walmart.
I didn't know you could do that. Really?
Yeah. Walmart to Walmart. In fact, the other day I saw it was in there, had a return sign. There was a woman doing money to Pakistan.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go to the service counter. It's called Walmart to Walmart.
I didn't know that.
Well, still, Joe, you did make a good point, and also I think it's good that you want to try to keep John honest. Keep working at it.
We all know he's a lion, thief, and
that's right.
Weasel, right?
I'm a business owner. What do you expect, Joe? Come on now. We all are.
Yeah, and you're in the car business.
That's right. It's even worse.
That's lower than a snail's belly, right? Hey, can we talk about Shakespeare for a minute?
Yeah.
I would love to.
Sure. What about him?
Have at thee.
Well, Did you read my email, or you not get a chance?
I've not. No, I have not yet.
All
sorry.
Right. Well, Andy, have you ever read a play by Shakespeare or seen a play by Shakespeare?
Of course, been in one. Go ahead.
That explains why you're a homophobic, racist, misogynist.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that where it came from?
Yes, because right now they're canceling Shakespeare. The Library Journal. You got colleges. You got high schools are now dropping Shakespeare because they say Shakespeare, his plays reflect misogyny, homophobia, anti-Semitism, and racism. So now I understand why you are all those things, Andy, because you've engaged in Shakespeare in your younger years.
This is hilarious. Do they they do realize, Joe, that the entire globe at that time, by today's standards, was misogynistic, racist, and so forth.
Yeah, but we're not going to teach that any longer, guys.
Well, I think it's so great that these teachers take it upon themselves to make it their job to protect our children and their feeble minds. I mean, God forbid that our kids could think for themselves. I mean, look what happened to us. We read it and we became racist and homophobes and everything else just because.
Joe, hang on. Are you not a white male?
I am.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah. And I wish somebody had protected me, when I was younger from those misogynistic ideas.
Unbelievable.
I feel the hate just listening to you.
I mean, guys, I mean, really, in all seriousness, and I know we're sort of joking, but in all seriousness, if we continue to cancel all of these things from the past, what do we then have?
I read both Tom Sawyer and Adventures of Huckleberry Finn when I was younger, and to me it was, this is how the world was then.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not now, but was then. Correct.
It's not how I should be today, but it's how the world was. And I think it's important that people understand 150 years ago, that's how the world was. Why should people not understand that was common accepted practice? It shows how far we've come.
And there's an old saying, Joe, and you know this, and I hope everybody else listening does as well, if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. So I think it's imperative that we teach, all young people, all students, ourselves, continue to learn what happened in the past, A, so we know, and B, so we don't do it again. There's all sorts of, in my own life, in my own past, there's things I did that if I could go back and change, I would. It doesn't change the fact that they happened. It just means I want to do something different moving forward, right?
Exactly. And I want to point out one more laughable hypocrisy. You've got local libraries are removing Dr. Seuss from the shelves, yet they're leaving Hitler's Mein Kampf on the shelf. Think about that for a minute.
Hey, he was a good socialist. What's the matter with you?
Mein Kampf, one of the most racist, anti-Semitic books ever written. So you can't get Dr. Seuss, but you can check out Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Well, it just shows you, and, you know, we talk about this all the time, and this is, I really do mean this seriously, folks. Liberalism is a mental disorder, Joe. It has to be. There's no way that someone can think clearly about the things that you and I and Andy right now are discussing. And if you're against what we're saying, you have to have some sort of a mental, you know, problem. I mean, a lot of the things that you send me where these guys are out there posting all over social media, and all of a sudden you go throw something in that's just total common sense, and they all basically lose their minds just because they've got a mental disorder.
They cannot deal with facts, logic, reality. They've created this fantasy world, you know, where everything they believe in is right and good, and all Republicans and conservatives are evil, and they will not accept facts. You can prove, here's a link to the IRS. Here's a link to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They will find reason to deny. Well, no, those people work for Trump. Trump, you know, right. They're fudging the data. I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
Joe, would you consider it an accurate statement to say our country is being run top to bottom by a cult?
I would say that's pretty close to accurate.
I would say so, too, because a cult takes what at one time was probably partially true. This is what cults do. They take and I'll use the Muslim faith as an example. They take what was true, Christianity in this case, they twist it around, they make it theirs, they make sure that nobody else knows anything about what goes on outside of that cult, and if anybody else comes in and denies what they're doing as a cult, they're called the heretic, they're called the, you know, whatever name you want to think of, you know, they're the outsider looking in, they're wrong, we're all right. That's how a cult operates, right?
A cult always silences dissent to keep its followers from understanding anything outside it. And now the predominant dominance in our country today is silencing dissent in every single place.
That's right.
By big tech, on college campuses, media, entertainment, everywhere.
That's what the cancel culture is trying to accomplish. It's the cult. Right. It's the head of the cult, if you would.
Exactly.
And the lengths they go to, I don't know what I'm more amazed at, the lengths they go to deny truth, deny reality, to deny facts, or the lengths that people will go to believe these convoluted, twisted, contorted explanations why facts aren't facts.
Right. Good point. Joe, it's good stuff, as always. I got to take a break. Good stuff. Always appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Joe. John and Bill, hang tight. We'll come right back. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next, folks. And we said earlier, if you want to buy a car, it's a place to go. You may have found this last week that, hey, you just don't have what you need to get around when we have the type of weather that we have. And the reality is we're in Colorado, and those things happen, and they will continue to. So, you know, you guys all know me. Climate change happens. Yes, the climate changes. We saw that this past weekend. That's how it works, folks. And my point is, I think everything I've read, you're going to see a lot more of those types of storms on down the road than what we've even seen in the past. And I've been in Colorado my whole life. They come and they go. That's what happens. So make sure you have the right vehicle to handle all of our Colorado weather. Shop online, purefoychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purefoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith, he wants to help you with your financial future. And it's easy. Find him at klzradio.com or call him directly. By the way, let him know you listen to us. 303-744-1128.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern, making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist, Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over three decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, if you need things checked out on your vehicle after this last weekend's storm, keep in mind we have more storms coming, and we'll have winter all the way through, potentially May. Go to Gino's Auto Service. That's Gino's with a J. 303-794-6700. For 37 years, they've been taking care of folks in Littleton. So again, ginosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. John, you're up next, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, John. You know, you're discussing the transfers that are going to Mexico. You know, you don't mention the fact that these Mexican people are providing a service to the United States and to the people that hire them. You know how hard it is to hire people, John. You're in business. I was in construction industry for 50 years, John. Had a great life, enjoyed what I did, seen a lot of things built, and moms and dads don't want to have their kids get their hands dirty.
No, they don't.
I mean, where's these American kids that want to trade? Get a trade, man. Get a life.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. Okay? No, I agree.
Okay,
to your point, yes, it's getting more and more hard. I should say more and more difficult to hire people because of what you're talking about, John. And, you know, I, as a, you know, business owner, I have a really... how should I say this? I have a disdain for businesses that knowingly hire illegal aliens on a daily basis. You see it happen consistently. I understand that those folks provide a service. I'm all for legal immigration and doing it correctly, but I am 100% against the illegal side.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if there wasn't a demand for these people, John, they wouldn't be. Let's get our young people out, get them a trade,
agree.
Get them to work. Get them pouring concrete. Get them digging ditches. Get them doing whatever. I spent 50 years in operating engineers. Had a great life.
Yeah, I agree.
And I didn't regret one day of it, man.
I agree. No, I'm the same way, John. I couldn't reiterate anymore. You're right.
Well, you guys come across, well, I've given these guys $40 billion. That's not the case. Americans are paying for these services, and if we had our own people providing this service, we wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, the $40 billion would stay here. No, I'm not disagreeing with that. I've said all along, the biggest way to fix immigration in this country, by the way. I mean, we need all sorts of other things to happen, you know, legislatively speaking, John. But the biggest thing to keep people from coming here illegally is stop paying them. I mean, figure out a way to do it internally. Stop paying the illegals to come here, and we'd have a whole different system.
Well, yeah, it's just the thing about it is we need the people to come in. We need to have an immigration system that brings these people in, treats them decently. They do the work that we don't want to provide, we don't want to do. They pick the stuff. They do the construction. Some of these guys are very talented people. They're doing brickwork. They're doing concrete work. They're doing plumbing work. I mean, we need these people. Come on, get over it, man. It's
But, John, you said something earlier that I think has to be brought up. it's not just a matter of bring them in so they'll do it. I like your idea of how about getting our people to do it? How about showing our people, look, we've set up whole education systems basically telling people you shouldn't do manual labor. It's beneath you, and you should only do these things. Well, I think we should be teaching the trades more. And by the way, I think we need to start valuing what a legal citizen does who spends their money here. I think that's very valuable, and I think we've thrown that out the window.
But John, here's the problem I have with just giving these businesses a pass like it seems like you want to do, which, by the way, I'll never give these guys a pass. I, as an employer, when I hire my guys, I'm matching FICA taxes, I'm paying liability insurance, I'm doing all the things correctly as an employer that I'm supposed to do. And these low-life businesses, which is what I'm calling them, that employ a bunch of illegals, which basically is slave labor, John, those guys aren't doing what I'm doing, and yeah, that ticks me off. And I'll say that forever, and I'm not going to apologize for that, John. Sorry, I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bunch of garbage, like John, and you fire me up because you make it sound like that I'm not appreciative of what the work these guys come in and do, these immigrants. I am, but I want them doing it legally. I want them paying their darn taxes. I want the employers matching those taxes like I have to do. It's a bunch of crap that these guys get by with that.
And I also want them being brought in at a pace that goes with the needs of our hiring culture.
Thank you.
Look, we have too many numbers coming in right now, John, for the jobs that are available. Right now, we have states that their unemployment is up 2, 3% because of COVID, and we're bringing in millions of people.
I've spent 50 years in the construction industry, and they're trying to hire people right here in Denver. Where these young guys can go out and bust a hump's pouring.
Where they're at, John, is their low-life parents have told them that's a beneath them job to go do what you and I have done our entire life, and they're as much to blame as the employers that actually employ these illegals, if you ask me. It's low-life parents that don't think their kids should go do those jobs.
Right on.
You're both right.
The educational system needs to encourage these kinds of trades and get away from.
Well, John, real quick, the other thing that we allowed, and I say we because the public, I guess you could say, parents allowed the trades to leave schools in the first place. In fact, John, I'll take it one step further. It got to the point to where the trades became where the disenfranchised kid went to learn rather than that A student, and that alone was a mistake way back in the late 70s, early 80s.
You know, really quick, I'm going to quote Marco Rubio here. He had it right. He said, "We need more plumbers. Fewer philosophers."
That's right. That's exactly right. Good stuff, John. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Bill, you're next. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, John. I've been having some issues with reception. Hopefully, I'm getting
there. You're good.
To you guys.
You're good.
I wanted to follow up on a notion that Joe introduced, and that was, he mentioned that when he was a kid, he read Huck Finn and,
Shakespeare, Huck Finn, all that.
Sure, a lot of those.
I'm sure. And why are we so quick to eliminate that stuff and not know where it is that we came from? And I would posit that if we don't have that barometer to gauge how far we've advanced as a civilization and as a nation,
right,
on those civil rights fronts, then it's a lot easier to spin that there's systemic racism and all these other issues that the left is claiming that are rampant in our country right now.
You're right.
And that's simply not the case. I'm reading a fantastic book right now called Please Stop Helping Us, and it's by a black gentleman named Jason Riley, where he goes through the educational system, the great society social reforms of the 60s. He basically talks about how these things just kind of piecemeal, like, dismantled the African American family, which time and again was more successful, higher college rates, higher average family incomes, greater number of college students, college graduates in these families prior to those programs.
Yeah.
Once those programs came in, all of it swept on its ear.
Yeah.
And there just aren't these issues. But if we eliminate our past, our recent past too, then it's much easier to pull the wool over people's eyes who don't know that these things ever happened. And they don't know they happened because they're not being taught them in the schools anymore, which goes hand in glove with what the teacher unions across the country are trying to do. And, it's kind of one hand or one back, one hand scratches the other, so to speak, or whatever that saying is. The DNC and the teachers union, and it's, you keep teaching kids crazy, we'll keep putting money in your pockets to keep getting you elected. It's That's how I see it.
Billy, you make a great point in that. I mean, the more they hide how far we've come, the more they can claim we haven't come far.
That's right.
And that's the reason they want to hide that history. That's a great point.
That's right. Well said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. The ignorance of the past is you know, you can just run 1-1 over on anybody. You know, like I said to you guys before, you know, the freedom of the press, and when you press that, you're left ignorant of.
Bill, I got to let you go. I'm dropping you. You're probably in a bad spot. If you want to call back, we've got David up next, Hugo as well. If you want to call back, Bill, feel free. I'm sure we can take two or three calls here as we go into this next segment. Hang tight, guys. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Get your free mortgage review today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Good shop, folks. If you're looking for that mobile estimating app, you can find it right on their website. And that way, if you've been involved in an accident, you can see what it's going to take to fix it. It's really that simple. Call them at 720-541-7697 or again, go to klzradio.com.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission. And you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from A Good Shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Franktown Firearms, folks, they say always, whether you're a first-time gun owner or someone that owns a bunch, they're there to help you. Training, ammo, accessories, or the gun itself. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. David in Denver, you're on the phone next. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John. Forget about the trades. Forget about everything else. It's the people that these people put out of business that have been in business for years in this country, especially with COVID. You talk about plumbers, roofers, specialists, tile people, every electricians, every line of work in this country that was done by journeymen, people that had skills, have been replaced by all of these people that are illegal, that'll do it for nothing, close to what the other people charge, and they put all these people out of business. One of the biggest offenders are all the liberals. Liberal Steve that calls into you with the mousy voice, he is a landscaper.
Right.
He's admitted he employs nothing but illegals because he can't afford it, but he justifies it by saying, I can't afford it, but at the same time, they're putting all these people out of business.
I agree. David, you're 100% correct.
And every single illegal that Steve employs displaces the job of one of Steve's fellow citizens that he says he cares about.
Yeah, and the argument that's always going to come back, Dave, and it's the one that irritates me the most, is, well, nobody else will do those jobs. Well, you know what? If we change things around enough to where we gave the right incentives for these kids to do so, and we taught the parents that, you know, being a plumber is not such a bad deal after all. In fact, being a plumber, you could probably make more money than mom and dad put together do. If we'd start teaching some of those things, we'd change this around.
Well, but the same token, if they paid more, and people say, well, you know, if you had to pay more to have lettuce picked or whatever you're saying, that's fine. But at least we know the schools are going to be teaching people that are actually paying the taxes for the kids to go there and everything else. The builders, the Richmond, all of the big builders right now, if they had a Border Patrol agent show up at their business, there'd be no work done. Everybody would be gone. They're not under the same guise of having to employ legal people.
Agree. No, you're right. You're right.
You know, it's big money. I'll give you the best example. 9 Republicans voted for giving 2 million DACA illegal immigrants citizenship on a pathway to citizenship. The ex-governor of Florida, I can't remember his name, that's now a senator there, is getting ready to introduce a bill in the Senate to give illegals a pathway to citizenship. These are Republicans.
Right. Yep. David, yeah, it's shameful. You're 100% correct. Appreciate the call. Hugo, you'll be next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. The immigration issue, I've been studying this for 15 plus years, and there's many. It's a multifaceted approach. It's not a one single issue solution that we're looking for. The first thing that needs to happen above all else, in my opinion, would be to enforce the employment laws in this country. If employers started getting fined and or jailed,
you're right,
for hiring illegal workers,
yep,
then you would see that market dry up so fast it wouldn't
tomorrow.
Even be funny.
Tomorrow, Hugo, it would dry up tomorrow. A lot of what David just said a moment ago and what we talked about, you know, prior to that with John, you're spot on. That's exactly what would happen. The problem is we just give that a pass. I'll add one more thing to that, Hugo. If we would also get the citizenry to care about who's actually working for them and what's going on and paying attention to that. In other words, you know, stop hiring the illegal landscaper that you know has a single truck and a lawnmower that you know darn good and well isn't legal at all and you never bother to check because you don't want to because he'll mow your lawn for half the price of somebody else will. That has to end also, Hugo.
That's true, but here's the deal. If you go to my home country of Peru, okay, and this just happened last year when I was there, when Venezuela was just scrambling and all the people were heading in 4 different directions, there were a ton of Venezuelan immigrants that came into the country. But you know what? They couldn't get hired anywhere because the laws would not allow them to work legally there until they went through the process of being processed as a refugee and or became a resident. So,
you know, Hugo
shows you
let me agree with
the country can do that. Why can't we? Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And let me agree with you doubly. Okay. Not only would you stop it as a draw to have people come here illegally if you couldn't hire them, but also what about all these young people that we say won't go into the trades? Well, if you're a young person right now, why should you go into the trades when you know that you're going to be competing with cheap help, with cheap illegal help that's not paying the taxes that you do? Okay, so if we enforce those laws, now young people have a reason to go into the trades and value it.
Yeah.
That's true, but the other thing, though, regarding the school thing, that's been happening over time, and they eliminated the trades in the school, but that's a whole different topic.
It is.
The reason that you don't find kids nowadays that want to do the trades is because they haven't been introduced to it.
But I think two things, Hugo. One, they haven't been introduced to it. And two, I think mom and dad are wholly against them doing any of those things. So I think, you know, you can actually, you know, count the parents in on this because they've doubled down and even steered Johnny and Judy, you know, away from even doing those things. It's doubly worse because not only have they not been introduced to it, they've been steered away from it on purpose by their parents.
It's that generational thing. Yeah,
that's right.
I agree with that part.
Hugo, I got to run. I appreciate it very much. Thanks, everybody, by the way, for all the calls we've had on a great Friday afternoon. That's not normally what we have going on here. Normally, it's just Andy and I, you know, shooting the breeze here for the last, you know, 45 minutes or so of a Friday. So this has been really great. I appreciate everybody calling in. It's really been a joy, and we'll do this again. I really enjoyed it. This is great conversation, by the way.
Oh, it's awesome. So, absolutely awesome.
Yep. We'll have our last timeout. We'll come right back. Andy and I'll finish things up. Extreme Auto Repair is next. We talked to them earlier. They've got some great deals going on at Extreme right now on tires. Don't forget, $70 rebate on Discover and Duramax Cooper tires and $50 on your regular passenger car tires as well. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair and Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. David, take us home. We got about a minute left is all. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, here's my pet peeve. So we know that there are illegals that have borrowed, stolen, and paid for Social Security numbers. Our government has to know that there's multiple people using the same Social Security card.
Yeah.
They have to know that, and they could track it down if they wanted to. They don't want to.
They don't want to. You are correct, David. They do not want to.
They're accomplices.
They're double dipping.
You know, real quick, you know, the other thing that we have a real problem in this country is as an employer, I cannot ask you if you're coming to apply for a job for me. I cannot ask you if you're a legal citizen, and I cannot refuse you a job if you're not a legal citizen or a legal alien to work. I have to hire you. Now, I cannot pay you until you prove to me you're a legal citizen or a legal alien to work here. But, David, I cannot not hire you on the front side, which, again, is another screwed-up thing we have going on in this country.
Messed up.
It's totally messed up. So, David, thanks. I gave you the last word. I appreciate that very much. Andy, great conversation. Wow.
This is fun.
We'll have to do this again next.
Fun.
Maybe I'll add this into a topic next week. This is always good stuff.
Let's do it on Tuesday.
Okay, we'll do that, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy. Be safe. Don't forget the first hour comes up next. And if you already heard that and you're going to listen to us tomorrow, join me tomorrow morning. Fix It Radio. We got a great show in store for you. And then Drive Radio right after. Enjoy the weekend, guys. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.